Tomorrow night at the TLA, an unofficial Son of Philadelphia will be performing. John Anderson. Tickets are available through LiveNation.com, and he's on the phone right now. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Isn't he up and chipper? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm avoiding the storms and enjoying life.
Oh, I am glad that you are enjoying life. These shows that you do, when you do these one-man shows, it's just you and guitar, keyboards, I mean, and there's stories and songs and all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, I just sing songs that people really like to hear, the Yes songs, mm-hmm. John Evangelist songs, some new ones, tell a few stories. I've started to update my stories because I've been in Philadelphia now a couple of times. I don't want to tell them the same story.
So sure.
I found some new stories, and they're very silly and very funny.
Tell us one of the old stories.
The classic one was, I was in my first band, which was called The Warriors. The manager came over and said, "Hey, would you mind if a friend of mine gets up and sings in your band?" And we said, yeah, it's okay. So this young kid came around the corner and said, "Do you know Hit the Road, Jack?" We said, "Yeah, we know that one." So he got on stage, he started singing, and he sounded just like Ray Charles, this young kid. Amazing. So after he'd finished singing, I said, "That was really cool. What's your name?" He says, "I'm Joe Cocker. I'm 16.
Oh, my God. Cool. Having spent so much time in a group, do you miss a big sound? I mean, you know, obviously you're there on stage, it's you alone. Do you miss having a band atmosphere or that much more sound around you?
It's funny because, you know, I did it for 35 years, and it's something that you just say, well, that was then, and now I'm doing what I do now. There are times, you know, I can hear the band in a way behind me, and I'm sure there's a lot of people in the audience when they hear me singing, they can hear the orchestra and the band or whatever. You just move on, you know, you just got to carry on.
The last tour, you were out with Rick, and the man is truly a goofball. Do you have a favorite Rick Wakeman story?
Well, there are so many. I mean, you know, I'm trying to introduce a song on stage about, young people learning to love themselves when they're children, you know, rather than hate themselves or fear God or fear life. And Rick starts saying, "Well, I used to, you know, love myself when I was around 13, quite a lot." and he gets into this whole world of make-believe, you know, like he was a kid, you know, as he was a kid. He was a wild kid, and obviously he's a wild old guy now.
I have to ask you one yes question, but this is not directed at you. But recently we got the news that Benoit David had been replaced in the latest version of Yes, and he got the news when he heard the announcement. No one told him directly. Are you surprised?
No. You know, I didn't even know I wasn't in the band until they started promoting the tour, and I was very sick. You know, I was in hospital a lot of the time that year. You know, the following year, I got in touch with Chris and Steve. I said, "I've had this dream. I really want to join the band again." And they said, we'll let you know next year. And I thought, what a strange way to treat people. I said to myself, well, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath.
At least you've got Rick to always be there to be your bud.
Oh, yeah. You know, me and Trevor get on well. I went to see him about 2 months ago. He was finishing off the film score.
Uh-huh.
It's great to see Trevor Rabin, you know, doing some great music out there as well.
I like seeing Trevor Rabin because the man has the hottest wife on the planet.
Oh, man. You guys.
Well, obviously, I've been backed up.
Yeah,
right? John Anderson is at the TLA tomorrow night. There are still some tickets available through LiveNation.com. John, it is always a pleasure. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you, guys. I wish you well.